It had been kind of a whirlwind week around the TPR studios, preparing for a visit from NPR's David Greene and executive producer Tracy Wall. And then to make a great visit from the NPR folks even more meaningful, along came Victor Martinez. This is what happened when Victor came into the office of TPR President Joy Slocum, where Greene had been invited in for a special meeting.
Victor, this is David.
Hi, I'm David.
You're David Greene?
Yeah, nice to meet you.
I saw you in the bathroom, man.
I did. So glad. What a great way to meet.
That is awesome.
Martinez is a 26-year veteran who recently returned from Iraq, where he was assigned to the Army's 785th Combat Operational Stress Control Unit, working crisis intervention with soldiers who suffered from PTSD. Now retired from the Army, Martinez works at the Veterans Administration in San Antonio as a case manager for homeless veterans, and he volunteers at Texas Public Radio. While answering phones during the spring pledge drive, Martinez heard that his favorite NPR host was coming to San Antonio, and he requested a meeting with Greene to tell him his story. Both men were a little nervous, motionless, not knowing what to expect. Greene listened.
David, this is really a milestone for me, and I'll tell you why. I've had two tours in Iraq. And the second one was very, very hard. I was in a combat stress control unit. I was the first sergeant in charge of 350 soldiers. But these soldiers, what they did was they would treat the wounds that do not bleed. In other words, the ravages and the horrors of what a war entails is what those people under me treated, so that the others could heal and prevent any catastrophes or anything bad for these soldiers. And the way in which we found harbor was maybe listening to some music or something, or some would recur to other things like alcohol, but nevertheless, I had my harbor. My wife would send me CDs of Morning Edition with David Greene.
Wow.
And that's what I would listen to. And then, you know, around the unit, it became coined that when the first sergeant got really, really in bad shape, they would say, "Top, you need to green." Okay? And I would just sit in my little room and whatever and just listen to you.
That is
okay.
The most touching thing that I've ever heard.
Here in San Antonio, Military City, USA, many of us know of the special coins designed by service members in different units to commemorate their bond of service. Martinez continued.
A coin was minted from me and my commander for those behavioral technicians that were the most effective and that we really saw that the passion and the spirit was there and they actually saved people. In your case, you saved me. So I saved a coin, the only coin left in the world, and it's for you. And the way that we present it, it's militarily. You have to shake my hand like this.
Got it. And then I take it?
God bless you. And then you take it.
Wow. That. This is...
Thank you.
Can I hug you? Is that okay?
Sure.
Seriously, this is the most meaningful thing I've really ever... This is incredibly moving. I feel like we know when we're in that studio that, you know, there's something powerful happening, and we take that so seriously. But I never really, understood, you know, at this deep level. I mean, and that it means the world to me to hear that sort of that connection existed.
The work in Iraq was intense. Martinez said his unit served more than 20,000 soldiers just in 2012. He said during the tough times, Greene's friendly voice provided just what he needed to hear.
Reality with a symphony, and that was his voice. Just regular stuff of current events of the States and otherwise. I mean, things... And besides, you know, it's just his voice is unique. Mm-hmm. So it was listening like listening to a song.
Seriously, this you can't imagine how meaningful this is, and I will never sit in a studio again in the same way. I mean, knowing that this, and I really mean that.
Thank you.
Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.